Hello, Vam, Sneha Murdani. Today, let us talk about what I have picked up from my sources about the next few days and how they are going to look like. What I've been given to understand, and this is through a high-ranking officer in the Indian Council of Medical Research, a scientist who is estimating that cases of COVID-19 will be peaking sometime towards the end of April, and that is going to continue sometime around May is what we've been told. So end of April, beginning of May is when cases are expected to peak. 31% of cases have been linked to the Jamaat is what the ICMR is now indicating. So of all the cases that have been reported, more than 30% is linked to the Tablighi Jamaat. Sources also say that the Jamaat has in fact undone the benefits of a lockdown. With this, it is clear that a lot of the benefits of the lockdown that were expected to be seen by today, which is a 10th day, have now been reversed. Now, if you look at the Indian Council of Medical Research modeling, that's their mathematical calculation, if Nizamuddin had not happened, social distancing and lockdown would have helped bring down the increase in cases up to 62%. Listen in to what the government is now saying.
कल से अब तक हमारे देश में COVID-19 के एडिशनल 336 केसेस आए हैं. अभी तक COVID-19 से टोटल 56 डेथ्स रिपोर्ट हुई हैं. इस संबंध में जैसे कि आप सबकी नॉलेज में है, अगर हम देखें तो तबलीगी जमात से रिलेटेड केसेस अगर हम लें तो पिछले दो दिनों में करीब 647 केसेस 647 कंफर्म पॉजिटिव केसेस इससे लिंक किए हुए पाए गए हैं.
डिले इन सेरोलॉजिकल रैपिड टेस्टिंग इन इंडिया इज गोइंग टू आल्सो हैपन. इन फैक्ट शिपमेंट्स दैट वर एक्सपेक्टेड टुडे इटसेल्फ हैव नॉट येट रीच इंडिया. Shipments containing serological test kits that India is buying from other countries like the US. Now, what these tests would do is that it would gauge the release of antibodies from a person's body to understand if the person is then developing antibodies to fight off the COVID-19 infection. This test would produce results within 30 minutes, and it was expected that these tests would be carried out among the high-risk population in hotspots and cluster areas of the outbreak is what we learned. However, there is going to be a delay. Like I mentioned, the shipments have been delayed. In addition to the 10 lakh kits that India is talking about right now, serological test kits, India is also proposing to order an addition of 50 lakh serological kits, which also means that there is going to be more testing in the country in days to come. Also, to quickly just talk about lockdown, since I mentioned hotspots and clusters in the country, sources have indicated that scientists and doctors are of the opinion right now that for the chain of transmission to break, and especially in hotspots and clusters, the need of the hour is to not lift the lockdown. That is essentially the suggestion, that possibly after the 14th of April, the lockdown could be lifted only from a few areas in the country. But maybe many districts, in fact, could continue to be under lockdown if they are reporting many cases and have fallen into the category of hotspots or clusters as defined by the Indian Council of Medical Research and as defined by the Health Ministry. All right. Also, the other bit here, virus can stay on surfaces is what we have been told by sources within the Indian Council of Medical Research. Now, what has been understood, if you just were to do a study on how a virus really behaves on a surface, it is indicated that in colder places, sometimes the virus can actually stay on a surface up to a week. In hotter climates like in India, the virus possibly is going to be staying on a surface for 6 to 8 hours is what we've been given to understand. This again is something that I picked up from a source within the Indian Council of Medical Research. As always, I urge you to continue to stick to the lockdown rules and be cautious. Like always, I always talk about this, that we have to be positive, we have to stay positive. This too shall pass. Thank you for joining in. Be safe. Take care of yourself.